Declan, first of all, will you tell me what the Irish Chaplaincy is and what does it do?
The Irish Chaplaincy is a small London-based charity, and we work with some of the most vulnerable of Irish immigrants throughout Britain, but mainly around London. And we assisted about 1,000 Irish immigrants last year. Mm. We were established in the late 50s, in 57, and it was part of the bishops in Ireland at the time. It was a response to the real needs of immigrants who arrived, I suppose, in Liverpool and all the way down to London at the time, through the mass exodus, really, that was there during the 50s and the 60s.
And what sort of work do you do today? What sort of services do you provide?
We're working with three fairly specific groups of quite vulnerable people, elderly Irish, Irish travellers, and Irish prisoners who are in jail here in England and in Wales.
Do you know how many people you're providing that outreach to?
Yeah, last year we would have calculated about 1,000 people, some of whom have many needs, many complex needs. So overall about 1,000 people we had outreach to just last year.
And how do people find you? How do people get in touch with you? I mean, is there a drop-in service or is it by word of mouth?
Well, we're part of the Irish Centre here in Camden in London. But I suppose over the years, certainly prisoners would have found out about us as they arrive in prison, or we contact them as soon as we know from their families. Also through the many older Irish community associations and welfare offices as well, people would know of us in the past.
Now, you have an emigrant walk coming up here in Ireland.
That's right.
Can you give me some details about that?
Our busy people, and we need a bit of fresh air now and again. So we came up with this idea to sort of link the history of immigration in Ireland with the current services that we're running. So we chose to organise a fundraising walk to commemorate the historic route, really, taken by many people in the west of Ireland. So we're going to do a walk on the 23rd of August. Some of our staff and volunteers are flying over for that, and we hope many people will join us. We're going to walk from Newport to Mulranny, which is part of the beautiful new Great Western Greenway in Mayo.
What sort of a distance are you talking about?
A mere 18 kilometres, but you're allowed to go further if you wish.
Okay. So, and if people want to get involved, who do they contact, or do they just show up on the day? What's the starting time and the venue?
We're hoping to start from Newport side around 10 a.m. And people can find more information on our website, which is irishchaplaincy.org.uk. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter, and they can get more information from there as well.
And is this just an awareness-raising exercise, or are you hoping to raise funds from it?
It is, really. I mean, we're not going to break the bank on it. I mean, but I suppose part of it is to make people aware of the work we do. So we'd love if people locally joined in with us and just came along for some or part of the walk or all of it if they wish. And we're very nice people. We'll chat our way through it and let people know what we're doing as well.
And is this the first time that you've done something like this?
It is, really, yeah. Essentially, we have different fundraising events, but this is the first time we said we better go home to Ireland to try and raise some awareness there of the needs of our service users here.
And do you feel that there is an awareness exists? Do you feel that there is any sort of a connection between Irish people and the you know, particularly the group of elderly Irish immigrants, the diaspora?
I think there are, for the reasons that in the past people always went home to visit relations and keep that connection. Unfortunately, many of the people we're working with are quite isolated and sometimes have lost that connection or have no family left at home. So RTE would have displayed them as the forgotten people, which, you know, in many ways they have been.
So do you tend to deal with the more vulnerable people, the more people who don't really have a current connection in terms of family here in Ireland? You know, are your services more geared at the more vulnerable?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, there are many Irish organisations and community groups which cater adequately for those who are mobile and socially able themselves. But many of the more difficult service users we have, you know, have lost contact with family.